Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court allows the federal defunding of Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about this decision on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is another step toward eventually getting to where there are none. There are no abortions in our nation. We have to keep looking at that as our goal. And here's another positive step. This legal case is still pending, but the First Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the federal government can enforce the portion of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that cuts Medicaid funding to abortion providers like Planned Parenthood and those other abortion providers as well that have received more than $800,000 in reimbursement in 2023.
Yeah, and it's a 3-0 decision. So
yes,
there was a challenge by entities against the One Big Beautiful Bill. I mean, this was passed by Congress. It's signed into law by President Donald Trump. And it says that if you provide abortions and you're receiving more than $800,000 in reimbursements from Medicaid funds, then you will not be able to provide or receive any more Medicaid. So you get defunded.
But remember, Medicaid are what? Taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
And do you want taxpayer dollars?
And they are combined with both the federal and state. So it's a combined issue. And so the ruling now removes a lower court's preliminary injunction because the lower court inexplicably actually sided with these abortion providers and stopped the Big Beautiful Bill from going into effect regarding this issue, meaning that this lower court judge wanted to keep the spigot on so that funding would continue to flow to these abortion providers for Medicaid funds. And that's where the Planned Parenthood abortion facilities, that's where they get a lot of or most of their funds. When we're looking at how much money are they getting from the federal government, and it's nearly $1 billion a year, $800 million a year, where is that coming from? Most of it is coming from Medicaid funds.
But, you know, sadly, and this could very well be the case in this situation with a lower court, and we witnessed this with the Sandra Merrick case, many of these judges are compromised. So that affects their decisions in these kind of cases.
Well, they may not be profiting per se in terms of finances. We did have a situation in the Sandra Merrick case where there was a judge that was connected through
supported an abortion facility.
Through an abortion facility as a tenant.
Right.
But there are some that are ideologically blinded. I'm just, you know, Justice Amy Coney Barrett came out with a book recently called Listening to the Law. And she says that she's an originalist as it relates to the Constitution and a textualist as it relates to the text, statutes that are passed by legislators. And what she's meaning by that is that in order to have a proper interpretation of the Constitution, you need to look at the actual words. What did they mean at the time that they were adopted? What was the context of that? And you gain the principle from that meaning, and then you apply it to specific facts that are happening today. Post Donald Trump's inauguration and some of the things that the Trump administration has been doing, there's been judge shopping where these cases are filed in specific areas where there's a high concentration of certain kinds of judges appointed by Biden and or Obama that have more of a judicial activist philosophy that is contrary to what Justice Barrett is talking about, originalism and textualism. Those are individuals who look at the result as opposed to restrain themselves by the words of the Constitution and the text. And so it's been maddening to see some of these things happen. President Trump has been to the U.S. Supreme Court more than any president, I think, in history just in a few months, and has won virtually every one of the cases that have gone to the high court that have stopped some of these activist judges. But this is one where an activist judge actually sided with the abortionist and stopped the implementation of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act regarding Medicaid funding for these abortion providers, and now has been reversed 3-0, meaning while the litigation is continuing, that could last for months or even years, the bill will take effect, and these abortion clinics, the Planned Parenthood and others like them that reach that threshold of $800,000 in reimbursements in 2023, they will be defunded. Now, this battle, Holly, is going to come up again next year because that was a 12-month period for the One Big Beautiful Bill. But we now have a template. So when we come into the battle again next year for the next fiscal year budget in 2026, we will work to maintain that 12-month or maybe even extend it longer to keep these abortion facilities defunded. They should not have a penny from federal taxpayers.
No. And, you know, this Court of Appeals decision aligns with what the U.S. Supreme Court ruled recently in the case called Medina versus Planned Parenthood South Atlantic, which permitted South Carolina to defund Planned Parenthood from Medicaid. So it goes right along with that.
Yeah, and so in this particular case here, one of the arguments that was brought, and this was part of the whole drafting, and so you may ask yourself, why the threshold, as opposed to why not just saying we're defunding Planned Parenthood? Well, the argument by the Planned Parenthood affiliates was that they specifically were targeted, and therefore that is impermissible in one of these spending bills to actually target a specific entity.
They're committing murder, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm telling you the general legal principle is outside of common sense,
right,
is that you can't just specifically target. In other words, you couldn't name in the One Big Beautiful Bill, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood across the board. That would ultimately be a legal challenge. And so Planned Parenthood is saying, well, they're being targeted. Well, HHS, that was defending the case, among others, HHS argued in its defense that the provision restriction is generally applicable and it does not target specific entities and bears no resemblance to targeted punishment. Why? Because it chose a dollar number. And it could be that some Planned Parenthoods, many of them are above that dollar number, but it also could be that some Planned Parenthood clinics, yes, I know this is not palatable to hear this, but some Planned Parenthood clinics could still get Medicaid funding under the One Big Beautiful Bill if they are receiving less than $800,000 in the 2023 year.
They need to receive zero.
They need to receive zero. And that's another battle for a different day. But on this particular battle for this fiscal bill, in order to make it palatable to defend in the courts, they had to set a threshold dollar amount that applies across the board, whether you're Planned Parenthood or some other abortion provider, meaning that many of them, most of them are going to be above that number, but there's going to be some that are below that number. But if you were above that number, $800,000 in reimbursements for 2023, then you're automatically defunded. It doesn't matter whether you're Planned Parenthood, something else. If you're below that number, Planned Parenthood or something else, you still get Medicaid funding. And so that was done in order to be defensible under the current status of the law.
Well, like I said earlier, this is another positive step toward getting to where we eventually could say there are no more abortions.
Well, and here's the other thing. This is on the federal budget level. So that applies there. What I just said, however, doesn't apply to the Medina case, the Medina versus Planned Parenthood South Atlantic, where there the state, actually South Carolina, removed Planned Parenthood specifically by name as a preferred provider. So when you go to the website and you look at what are my preferred Medicaid providers in South Carolina, you won't see Planned Parenthood anywhere. It doesn't matter what amount of funds they receive. So states can come in and do exactly, Holly, what you're saying, zero out Planned Parenthood funding. And that's what they ought to do.
Absolutely.
So this is what is happening on the federal level. South Carolina went another level, and the Supreme Court upheld it in 6-3 decision. Yes, you can zero out Planned Parenthood, so it's no longer even an option for you to use Medicaid funds at all, period. And as a result, many of these Planned Parenthood abortion facilities are closing. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.